我们现在言归正传，马太福音第六章。
Let us now turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 6.
思想主祷文的信息。
We want to think about the Lord's Prayer.
我们一同再念马太福音这一段主祷文的话语。
So let us read the Lord's Prayer.
所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上，愿人都尊你的名为神，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。我们请杨长老带领我们祷告。
我们一起祷告。天父恩主，你的话语已经打开在我们的面前，求主叫我们心里存着谦卑可受教的态度，让我们敞开我们的心，好叫你的话语通过你仆人的讲解能够进入我们的心里面。因为我们原是不配的，但是因着你的大爱，你把我们所有的人都召集在这个地方，叫我们完完全全珍惜这个机会聆听你的话语。我们恭敬把时间交在主你自己的圣手当中，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求祷告。
阿们。我们已经用很多次的时间解释主祷文。
We have spent quite a few sessions on the Lord's Prayer.
你越深入思想，你会发现其中的奥秘。
And the more you think about it, the more profound it gets.
你越好好明白，你会发现其中的伟大。
And you want to understand it deeper to understand its greatness.
这真是神教导人在他面前应当有怎么样的心愿，应当有怎么样的祈求。
Indeed, we are taught by the Lord as the correct attitude and prayer before Him.
因为这个智慧是从神来的。
For this wisdom came directly from God.
你可以很清楚地发现，不是从人的自私，不是从人的被造跟渺小的心可以产生出来的祷愿。
And it is exceedingly clear that this is not a product from human reasoning or human thinking.
因为这个祷愿整个的中心点是神。
For the central focus of the prayer is God.
神的名、神的国、神的旨意。
The name of the Lord, the kingdom of God and His will.
神的国度、神的权柄、神的荣耀。
His kingdom, His power, His glory.
以神为开始，以神为结束。
It starts with God and ends with God.
这些祷告整个的架构把它分析出来的时候。
And when you analyze the entire structure.
你发现真正是人与神之间的交通。
You see it as a real communication with man and God.
因为当提到神的手出现三这个数目。
When God is mentioned, three is seen.
提到人的四出现了四这个数目。
And when man is mentioned, four is seen.
圣经里面三是上帝的数目。
In the Bible, three is related to God.
四是人的数目。
While the number four is related to man.
神在天以天上的天的地方居住。
The Bible says that God lives on heaven beyond heavens beyond heaven.
保罗说：“我曾升到三层天，听见他给我的启示。”
The Apostle Paul says he has risen to the third heaven before.
以赛亚听见撒拉夫彼此呼喊：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉”是三次。
Isaiah heard the seraphim calling holy, holy, holy three times.
耶稣的人子必被卖在罪人手里，第三天从死里复活。
Jesus Christ said the Son of God will be sold into the hands of sinners and be resurrected on the third day.
这里的三三三告诉我们。
So all these repetitive
三位一体的上帝
，the three in God，
三重天上帝的上帝
，the third heaven，
第三天复活的上帝
，the God who resurrected himself on the third day。
三是神的数目。
And so three belongs to God。
圣经告诉我们，上帝创造的地的时候给我们的四个方向。
The Bible says that when God created the earth, there's four directions.
很奇怪，全世界所有的国家只有东西南北，没有别的方向。
And so in the entire world, you have north, south, east, west.
四方向就是西北、西南、东北、东南。
And you only have north, east, north, south, and southwest, southeast.
所以还是四个方向把它整个世界把它表达出来了。
And you express direction in four directions.
我们不但地有四个方向。
Not only is that for geography.
我们的时间方面，一年有四季。
We have four seasons.
春夏秋冬四个季候。
From spring to summer to autumn to winter.
东西南北四个方向。
And four direction in.
这是人的四的数目。
And so four is associated with humanity.
四加三的数目就是神与人同在。
And so four plus three, God is with us.
四加三的意思就是神与人合一。
Four plus three means God is one with us.
所以主耶稣教导我们的祷告是告诉我们人与神之间的关系。
And so the prayer teaches us the relationship between us and God.
所以提到神的时候又是出现三次。
Again, in reference to God three times.
愿你的名被称为神,
May your name be hallowed.
愿你的国降临,
May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上,
Your will be done.
三重的意义在里面,
There are triple meanings here.
结束的时候, 你的国, 你国度, 权柄, 荣耀都是你的,
And in the end, your kingdom, power, and glory be
seen. 又是三重,
Again, three times.
那么在这个三以神为中心, 跟三以神为结束的中间此事,
And between this beginning tree and the entry is the number four.
因为我们人需要神,
For we need God.
所以人到上帝的面前来,
So we come before God.
为什么在宗教里面祷告是很重要的?
In all religion, prayer is most important.
为什么祷告是很有价值的?
And why do we say it's value?
祷告真正的意义就是我们认为我们是人, 我们真正需要神。
The true meaning of prayer is expresses our need towards God.
祷告承认我们在有限中间。
We do recognize that we are finite in our prayers.
祷告承认我们需要无限的神给我们的帮助。
And in our prayers, we demonstrate we need an infinite God.
祷告承认是我们需要他, 所以他的主权跟恩典才是 我们夫妻的源头。
We pray because we admit that we need Him and He's the source of our blessings.
我们到上帝的面前来,
when we come before God,
因为我们是有需要的,
because we have needs.
我们到上帝面前来,
we have come before God,
因为我们是有限的,
because we are finite.
我们到上帝面前来,
we come before God,
因为他是有主权的,
for He's sovereign,
他是施恩的,
He's the one giving grace.
我们到上帝面前来,
so we come before Him.
那么这位上帝需要, 知道不知道人的需要呢?
Does this God know our need?
在我们还没求以前, 他已经为我们预备了我们所需要的一切。
Before we even pray, He has prepared all that we need for us.
也不是因为我们求他, 他不得不要向我们施恩。
It's not because we pray, we force Him to give us His grace.
甚至连我们能求他, 这件事都是他的恩感动我们的。
Even the very fact that you can pray comes from His grace.
奥古斯丁在他的 禅悔录里面讲这句话,
Augustine in his confession says,
全能的上帝啊, 我向你祈求,
Almighty God, I call to you,
那我求你把你的恩典赐给我,
and I pray for a blessing from you.
但是是因为我求你才把恩典赐给我吗?
But did you bless me because I have called upon you?
如果你们把恩典赐给我以前, 我怎么能懂得向你求呢?
If your grace had not come upon me first, how would I know how to pray?
我能求你,
I pray to you,
我向一个 对的上帝求,
I pray to the correct God.
这就是你的恩典。
This must be from your grace.
是因为你的恩我才求呢?
Is it because of your grace that I pray to you?
我是因为我求你才赐恩给我呢?
Or is it because I have prayed that you become gracious to me?
如果我求你再赐恩给我,
If I call you and then you be gracious to me,
岂不是你是个被动的上帝?
Then you are a passive God.
那为什么我会向你求呢?
Then why did I call you in the first place?
已经显明你先把恩典给我们。
Does it not demonstrate that you were first gracious to us?
奥古斯丁发展了一个很重要的神学。
And so from there, Augustine has an important theology.
这个神学成立后来归正神学一个很重要的
And become a foundation of Reformed theology.
奥古斯丁发现的这个神学是什么呢?
What did Augustine discover?
The grace of God is prior to human response.
就是上帝的恩典在人的反应之前.
我们对神有什么反应?
What sort of response do we have towards God?
本身就是神的恩典产生了一个果效.
It comes from the grace of God in the first place.
我逼上帝, 上帝在做工.
Very often we think we force God to work.
感动上帝, 上帝在工作,
that I call upon God and move Him.
我祈求上帝, 上帝在施恩,
I pray to Him so He give me grace.
圣经告诉我们,
the Bible says,
施恩叫人恳求的圣灵,
grace is given to us so that we will call upon the Holy Spirit.
圣灵乃是把恩典给我们, 使我们才能向上帝恳求的。
In other words, the Holy Spirit gives us grace first, then we call upon God.
所以我们不能亵慢施恩的灵。
We are not to blaspheme the Spirit of grace.
这两句话配合起来,
when you put the two sentences together,
告诉我们, 我们因为圣灵所赐给恩典, 我们才能呼叫阿爸天父。
We are taught that we call upon God, Abba Father, because of the grace of the Holy Spirit.
这位施恩的灵 是不可轻慢的,
Therefore, this spirit of grace is not to be taken lightly.
神先赐下恩典,
For God first gave us grace.
我们才能对神祷告,
then we can pray to Him.
神赐下救赎,
because God first gave salvation.
我们才能悔改认罪,
then we can repent and go back to Him.
神预备救恩,
For God has prepared salvation first.
我们才能得到赦罪的恩典,
then we can have saving grace.
告诉我们神是主动的,
this tells us that God is dynamic.
神是施恩的源头,
He is the source of all grace.
神是启示的源头。
The source of all revelation.
神是真理的源头。
The source of truth.
所以 the grace of God is prior to human response.
所以上帝的恩典在我们的反应之前。
今天不是因为我们祷告了，所以他不得不听我们。
It is not because we pray, so he has no choice.
因为他感恩，他施恩给我们。感动我们，我们才懂得怎么样去祷告。
He first gave us the grace to move us to pray to Him.
当主祷告里面提到人的需要的时候
，Therefore, when the Lord's prayer talk about human needs,
是因为提到四这个数目。
The number four is sin.
人在地上有四大需要。
We have four great needs on earth.
这四大需要什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
就是我们在四种困难的里面。
And that is, we are in the midst of difficulty.
我们四种的危机里面。
We have four crises.
所以我们来到上帝里面。
And we come before God.
上帝是无限的。
God is infinite.
他把有限作为我们的范围。
But we are constrained by the finite.
被造的人就活在有限的层次的里面。
As created beings, we are constrained by.
当我们来到无限上帝面前的时候。
But we come before the infinite God.
就是从有限脱离进到无限
From the finite we transcend into the infinite
这个其实就是宗教的动机
This is the motive of all religion
宗教都愿意从有限中间出来
All religious people want to break through from the finite
宗教都愿意从矛盾中间出来
And religion want to deliver us from conflict
人的挣扎要脱离有限跟矛盾就产生了宗教的动机。
And because we struggle for this breakthrough, we have religious motive.
这是所有的宗教共同点。
And all religion are common in this way.
所有宗教都是教主走人生的道路到一半，发现他在罪恶的捆绑中间。
All religious leaders discover that they are in the midst of sin.
所以他盼望可以挣脱这个捆绑，进到一个自由的地步里面去。
And so they attempt to break through to go into true freedom.
这是宗教共有的动机。
A common motive for all
但是当我们要脱离矛盾的时候
But when you try to get rid of this conflict,
我们知道矛盾是一个现实
You know that it's a reality
而我们在矛盾里面可以脱离矛盾这本身就是一个矛盾
But it is in itself self-contradictory for you to try to escape from your contradiction
所以宗教最后没有办法脱离这个矛盾的本质
And so all religions do not have the power to break through
所以一直捆绑自己的矛盾的里面
And they continue to be self-contradictory
耶稣基督在主道里面教导我们
The Lord's Prayer, Jesus Christ taught us.
我们有四大矛盾。
That we have four contradictions.
四大限制。
Four constraints.
我们四大困难。
Four difficulties.
我们四大需要。
And four great needs.
所以我们来到上帝里面。
Therefore we have come before God.
第一个是什么呢
？The first one.
就是我们在物质上的需要。
Our material needs.
为什么我们有物质上的需要呢
？Why do we have material needs?
上帝把我们造在物质跟灵的交界处里面。
For God has created us at the meeting point between the material and the spiritual.
我们存在这两个范围架构的中间。
And we are existing between the two areas.
有一个圆圈把我们现在对下面的需要。
Like a circle that constrains us towards a need below.
你看这里一个圆圈。
So the first semicircle.
圆圈是向下的。
Facing down.
那我们在这圆圈的范围里面的时候。
And when we are inside this circle.
我们就不能没有世界物质的供应。
We cannot possibly live without material possession.
不能没有对物质的需求。
Or have no material needs.
所以呢我们就用这一方面来向上帝祷告。
And so we do pray to God for this.
这是什么意思呢
?What does this mean?
因为我们是物质的身体。
For we are material.
我们的尘土所造的。
Made of dust.
所以我们需要物质的供应。
So we need material provision.
我们需要吃东西。
We need to eat.
我们需要穿东西。
We need to wear clothing.
我们需要住在一个地方。
We need to live in a decent place.
我们需要行为所一切的供应。
We need providence for our work.
物质的需要是我们人生在世界上一个最基本的需求。
Material need, therefore, is most fundamental for humanity.
很可惜，很多人就为了这个需要拼命、终身、劳苦愁烦，结果除此以外，完全不顾到其他的需要。
But sadly, people place this as the highest priority in entire life, working hard towards it.
上帝把第一个圈牵住我们以后
，And so after we are constrained by God with the first semicircle,
上帝再把第二个圈再圈住我们。
We are constrained by a second semicircle below.
一个圈是向下的
，The first one goes downwards.
就是对物质世界的关系。
The need we have towards the material world.
第二个圈是向上的
，But the second one curves upwards.
对属灵世界的关系。
It is a relationship with the spiritual world.
两重关系结合在一起。的中间地带就是我们做人的存在。
And we exist within these two circles joined together.
这两方面的需要就是我们基本的需求。
So we have dualistic need as our basic.
所以我们需要物质。
We need the material provision.
我们需要吃饭。
We need to eat.
我们需要被造界给我们的供应。
We need to be provided by the created world.
这个够吗?
But is this enough?
从这里我们就满足了吗?
Are we satisfied like that?
其实没有一个人可以因为物质的丰富而产生心灵的满足。
In reality, none of us can be satisfied by material goals alone.
在最穷的时候你说, 我找到一份薪水, 一个月2000块, 我就很满意了。
When you are very poor, you say, if I get a job, 2000 a month, I will be very happy.
2000块有你说, 如果5000也不错。
After you get 2000, you say, maybe 5000 better.
你得了5000又为什么不是1万呢?
And 5000, you say, why not 10,000?
我拿了1万你说, 我可能拿到5万更好。
After 10,000, you say, maybe 50,000 better.
5万以后你说, 为什么10万不可以吗?
And then after that, maybe 100,000.
所以你不能达到的, 你就用抢的办法。
And so if you cannot get it, you grab it.
你就用骗的办法,
or you call other people for it.
你就用不诚实做生意的办法,
or you be dishonest in your business.
这是我们有生之年常常看到的情形。
When we are yet alive, we will witness this often.
所以印尼有一个公司是专门卖高级的家私的。
In Indonesia, there is a company that sells high-end furniture.
我不称呼这个公司的名字。
I won't tell you what name.
卖的东西什么法国来的、意大利来、西班牙都是最漂亮、最贵的东西。
All the furnitures are from foreign countries, very expensive.
他们的椅子、他们的沙发、他们的桌子、他们的饭厅所用的工具都是最贵、最贵的东西。
And all the tables and all the chairs, most expensive.
印尼很多有钱的人都知道这家公司。
So the Indonesian rich knows about this company.
这家公司在世界各地也开始。
And they started a branch offices around the world.
在上海他们有个很大的公司。
In Shanghai, they have a huge branch office.
1.5年前我看到报纸，这个公司的老板被中国政府抓去。
But a year and a half ago, the boss was arrested by the government.
可能你们有人知道这个事情。
Maybe you know about this.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他所有的东西都是外国来的。Because
everything is foreign.
结果发现假的。
But not real.
都是中国做的,
all made in China.
那中国做的怎么可以说是外国来的?
So how can you say that they are foreign goods?
用一些的路费把这些东西先改装了以后把它印到意大利印到西班牙再叫人从那边把它印回中国来。
So what he does is to send the thing to Italy to foreign countries and then re-import it.
所以他们在港口在飞机上把东西领出来的时候,
And so when you withdraw the furniture from the custom,
给所有的买的人印象真正是外国印来的,
then people think that you
actually 今天才到的,
came from Italy. Today came from Italy.
Made in Italy.
It's made in Italy.
Made in Spain.
或者在西班牙制造,
made in France.
在法国制造,
made in Germany.
在德国制造,
made in Scandinavia.
在瑞典制造,
你知道这些国家产生的最好的家私,
and people know that they have high-end furniture there.
同样一个可以靠着读书的椅子,
so a chair that you sit on to read your books.
印尼做的是 250块美金,
in Indonesia, $250.
瑞典做的是4300块美金,
if it's a Swedish one, it's $4,300.
价钱几十倍,
so it's like more than 10 times.
这个办法, 两次运费, 转身一遍, 变成外国生的,
and so that was the way to send it overseas and then ship it back.
变成外国造的,
now it's made overseas.
或者人把笔来笔去放进, 根本不是这样,
but in comparison, people discover this.
颜色改变了,
color a little bit different.
Screw 换了,
the screw is cheaper.
已经改装得更好了,
it has been changed.
这样就变成外国的吗?
Does that then become foreign made?
好像一些很丑陋的女人用化妆品就变成皇帝生出来的一样。
And we're very ugly, you can cover everything with makeup.
结果被抓了以后呢,
and when this was exposed,
天文数字,
astronomical figures was seen.
我相信了这个公司一定倒下去。
I think this company will collapse.
这就是人要发财的时候。
So when you try to make lots of money,
用各样的诡计来制造钱财,
you always can figure out some loophole.
圣经说人心诡诈坏到极处, 有谁能吃透呢?
The Bible says none of us can fathom the evilness in human heart.
最近我也在印尼听到一件事情,
in Indonesia I heard another incident.
眼镜也是给改头换面, 后来假装是什么公司做出来的。
And some spectacles have been changed and fake.
同样一个眼镜他卖了7倍的价钱。
They can sell like 7 times the original price.
后来也是被抓出来的。
Again exposed.
还有一个盗版的公司,
a company that specializes in piracy.
结果被抓的时候呢,
when they are caught,
这个人一点不怕,
the boss was not afraid.
他说我被抓了。
He said, I'm arrested.
抓的是谁呢?
But who you arrest?
人家对他说,
they say,
你这么多的DVD是盗版的,
all your DVDs are fake.
这么多CD都是copy的,
the CDs are all copied.
那么copyright, 有的人说copy is right, 叫做copyright.
Copyright means copy is right.
现在我很多的光碟都在这个中国大陆大量被卖。
Today, a lot of my sermons are on CDs in China.
他们一边制造这个盗版的光碟,
So as they pirate our material,
一面说主啊，感谢你给我努力传福音。
They say, Oh God, thank you that I can preach the gospel.
我现在不是批评
，I am not criticizing.
我不要定罪
，I don't want to judge.
我只交托给上帝
，I just leave it to God.
但是这些人这样做了以后呢
？But when these people do things like that,
有人责备他的时候
，When they are rebuked,
他们不但没有感到不好意思
，Not only do they not feel shameful,
他们也没有感到他们要认罪
，Or that they need to repent.
他们为自己辩护
，They will defend themselves.
把妨碍他的人。当作是消灭圣灵的感动，拦阻人传福音的人。
And criticize those that rebuke them as obstacle to the Holy Spirit's work.
中国很多基督徒吗
？So are there many Christians in China?
是一个怎样尽责任的基督徒
？Are they responsible Christians?
是不是诚实的基督徒
？Honest.
这是另外一个题目。
So this is another thing altogether.
所以我们看见一个人为了发财
，Therefore, when people want to be rich,
想出各样的诡计多端
，They can think of all kinds of tricks.
欺骗的手段。
To fool people,
假冒的手段
，fake things，
得到更多的钱
，so that you can get more money。
这些人是不是需要呢
？Do they really need it？
是超需要
，actually is more than your need。
什么叫做超需要呢
？What do you say？
在需要以外还有贪求
，other than your basic need, there's greed。
所以他要一些东西根本不是他需要的。
The things that they want are not what they need。
一个人所需要的钱其实是不多的。
In reality, you don't need so much money.
我们一生所能用的钱也是不多的。
And in our life, we don't use too much money too.
我们吃饭所需要的钱也是不多的。
You don't need too much money to eat.
但是我们要吃得更好的。
But we'll eat better stuff.
我们要去更好的餐厅。
We go to better restaurant.
结果有一点多的味道就四倍价钱。
And just because it tastes a little bit better, you pay four times the price.
你们新加坡有一个菜馆现在没有了。
In Singapore, you used to have a restaurant.
从前这个菜馆名字前面叫 Happy.
The restaurant used to have a
name called Happy something. 后面你自己猜好了。不，我知道每个人去吃了出来付钱的都 no happy.
But I think that people are happy when they pay.
我也在那边吃过。
I once went there before.
三个人吃饭。
Three of us.
后来请买单来的时候
，When the bill came,
是650块。
650.
我马上全部要吐出来。
I almost threw out.
因为我平常5-6块我就吃饱了。
Usually I pay like $5-6.
我才知道我吃了差不多200块。
So I knew that my share is like $200.
三个人650块。
Because for three of us $650.
就表示最少的三个人吃了580块。
It means that there's $580 at least.
加上 10% 的 tax， 所以就变成600块。
That plus all this plus.
我心里说主啊，我怎么今天吃190块？
So in my heart I say, Oh Lord, why do I eat so much？
我连整个肚子都没有这么值钱。
My stomach is not so precious.
我怎么可以用这么多钱呢？
I cannot use so much money.
我告诉你们啊，
I tell you，
你们很少看见我在最大的餐厅吃饭。
You will not see me at expensive restaurant too often.
除了有一些很有钱的人请我吃饭。
Other than giving a treat to very rich people,
请我都再三推辞。
But I often would try to reject them.
更不要想我自己花钱去这个东西。
Certainly, I won't pay for it myself.
你们很少看见我在大餐厅吃饭是吗
？So you seldom would meet me at expensive restaurant.
你们的牧师不是讲究吃的。
So your pastor is not one that goes
for good food. 你们的牧师也不是讲究穿的。
Or good clothing.
我今天早上在我的橱子看见一件衣服已经35年了。
This morning I saw a coat that's 35 years.
不是一个 coat， 一个 shirt.
A shirt that's 35 years.
我怎么30多年前穿的，现在还能穿？感谢主，身材不变。
I say I give thanks to God, I can still wear it.
保守我苗条到今天。
That I am still skinny enough.
我讲，我可以不可以常常换衣服呢？
Can I keep changing? Yes, I can.
我也常常买衣服。
And I buy clothing.
但我一直买了都想要送给什么人？送给什么人
？I buy it to give it to other people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
人到底要多少才够呢
？How much is enough, really?
我们要吃多少才够呢
？How much is enough in our food?
我们穿多少才够呢
？How much clothing is enough?
我在印尼决定了一件事情。
In Indonesia, I decided this one thing.
我买的西装不可以超过$100。
That my coat cannot exceed US$100.
你这套多少钱呢？
70块，
60块
，60块，60。
那我比你有钱，我这件，我这一套是71块。
这是71块，
但是这一套是我一生买过的最满意的西装。
This is the coat that
为什么呢
？Happy with，
因为已经几个礼拜了，还没有皱。
Oh, a few weeks haven't crumpled yet.
你看多平啊
！So very bad.
如果你到印尼，我一个一个带你去买。
Indonesia, I can bring you around.
盼望还有。
I pray this year.
当买的时候，他们剩下几套就一半价钱。
Maybe half price.
所以原来是差不多150块美金。
Originally is about $150.
那我去的那一天，落价成了70多块。
They gave me a discount to $70.
我买的时候
，When I bought it,
我有一点这个。计划
I had a plan.
先看看这个布好不好。
Want to see whether the cloth is of good quality.
把它皱起来看看。
I go and scratch it out.
皱完了以后
After that,
我把它放。
I let go.
有的就皱了。
Some become crumpled.
我就不买了。
Then I won't buy it.
我再到另外一家。
I go to another shop and I crunch it again.
没有什么皱。
If it is okay,
我还不满意。
I'm not.
到这一家的时候
，Until this shop,
shopping mall 里面有好几种牌的。
There are many brands.
这一排又最便宜。
This is the cheapest.
我一抓的时候呢
，And as I grab it,
两秒钟又放过来。
Let go,
一点都没有。
No wrinkles.
我说 This belong to me.
这是我的。
这是神为我预备
的。God prepared this for me.
感谢上帝。这样我可以节省很多的麻烦。
So I can save a lot of problems.
如果我洗一次就皱了。
If you get wrinkles,
第二次再皱了。
The first wash, second wash.
我上台就很不好看。
Then it's very tough wearing.
为了主的荣耀。
For the Lord's glory.
他给我穿上一件好的衣服。
He gave me a good clothing.
而且便宜得不得了。
Very, very cheap.
就是符合了我的经济学。
So fulfill my economic plan.
First class design, second class material, third class price.
是一流的设计，二流的材料，三流的价钱。
啊，这件刚好相反。
So this is the other way around.
这是一流的材料。
The first class material.
一流半的设计。
One and a half in design.
第五流的价钱。
But five, fifth class price.
我一定买了。
So I surely will buy.
我是这样过人生。
That's how I live.
为什么呢
？Why?
我们人用的是不多的。
Because we really don't need so much.
需要的是不多的。
We don't want so much.
但我们所需要的跟我们所需求的是两件事情。
But our needs and our wants are two different things.
为什么我需要的不多，我求的那么多呢
？Why do I need not so much things?
因为我们里面有罪性，就是贪心。
Deep in our heart, there's greed.
就是自私
，selfishness.
所以有的人去吃 buffet 的时候
，so when you go for buffet lunch,
他最喜欢就是 all you can eat.
You like all you can eat.
所以他也没有问自己 how much I can eat.
You don't ask yourself how much you can eat.
他就特别注意 all 那个字。
You like the word all.
所以每一盘都拿。
So you take from every dish.
每一种都很多。拿了三盘，结果吃了一盘饱了，走的时候留下两盘。
But in the end, out of three dishes,
带回去不好意思。
You can't bring it back.
不带回去可惜。
And it's a waste.
因为明明 all I can eat.
Because
为什么不说
all
I can bring 就好了
？It should be all I can bring back.
我带很多东西回家去。
I can bring it home.
这不是很便宜了吗
？Then you'll be very
cheap. 我问你，你到底需要多少
？So the question is, how much do you need?
你到底又会用多少？
How much would you use?
这一生会用多少
？In your life, how much would you use?
很多的人就是永远贪而无厌。
But most people are greedy to the end.
永远没有满足。
Never satisfied.
人心不足蛇吞象。
The Chinese say even the snake will go after an elephant.
我们要的太多的东西。
We want so many things.
那神说不是如此。
But God said not so.
你要学习懂得知足。
You need to learn to be content.
有衣有食就当知足。
If you have food and clothing, you ought to be content.
无穷无尽的要求。
If you have a bottomless need,
带来你更多的麻烦。
It will bring you more trouble.
有很多人赚的钱太多了。
Some people really make so much money.
结果害他的孩子彼此相杀。
In the end, their children fight each other.
因为他留下的遗产。
For the money they leave behind.
各个孩子要争到的。
Every child will go after it.
为什么人论到物质就感到永远自己是不够的呢
？So why is it that we are never satisfied?
为什么论到灵性的事情，常常以为自己是够的呢
？But spiritually, we think we are enough.
所以你读经五章，你说够了。
So you read the Bible five chapters, you say, okay, enough.
但你看淫乱的书籍的时候，五本你感到不够。
But you look at pornography, five books, not enough.
你读圣经的时候，眼睛眯成两条线。
When you read the Bible, your eyes hardly open.
但是你读那些看那个没有穿衣服的衣服，眼睛像300万的电灯一样大。
But your eyes are wide open when you look at pornography.
你看到你的情形了没
？So this is your situation.
某些事我们太容易知足了。
So in some matters we are easily satisfied.
另外一些事我们从来不满足。
But in other matters we are never satisfied.
为什么在物质的事情永远不满足
？Why is it that we are never satisfied materialistically?
为什么在属灵的事情上常常感到满足
？Easily satisfied with spiritual things.
因为你里面是一个心灵被造的灵魂。
Because in you there is a created spirit.
所以这个灵魂比全世界更大。
Bigger than the entire world.
耶稣说，人若得到全世界失去的灵魂，有什么价值呢
？Jesus Christ said, "What does it profit a man if he earn the whole world but lose his soul?"
全世界进到你里面。
In other words, if you have the whole world,
你还不满足。
You are still not
你却把你的灵魂当作没有价值出卖掉了。
And you sell your soul because you think it's worthless.
为什么过一个这样笨的生活
？Why are you so foolish?
人若得全世界，失去自己的生命。 有什么价值呢？
What does it profit a man to earn the whole world but lose his soul?
人还能用什么来换取他的灵魂？
With what can you exchange your soul for?
这些都是我们的主给我们的教导。
These are teachings from our Lord.
这些都是我们的主的话语。
The words of our Lord.
我们今天要好好思想，谦卑顺服，领受神给我们的话语。
And so with humility, we want to meditate and think carefully about His word.
当你到你天父上帝面前来的时候
，So when you come before your heavenly Father,
你这样祷告，我们在天上的父。
You have to pray this way, our Father in heaven.
求你把我热用的饮食今日赐给我们。
Give us this day our daily bread.
在另外一个语言的翻译怎么说
？In another translation.
求你今天赐下我所需要吃的东西。
Give to me what I need to eat today.
因为人活着不是单靠食物。
For we do not live by bread alone.
靠上帝口里所出的一些话语。
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
先的重要的。是神的话语。
The first important thing is the word of God.
次要的是我物质的需要。
Secondary need are material needs.
当我们懂得什么叫 first thing first 的时候
，So when we know what first thing first means,
我们就真正有智慧了。
We will truly be wise.
如果我们不把首要的当作是首要的
，If we cannot understand what is most important,
我们有次要的来代替首要的
，And we treat the secondary as primary,
是一个没有智慧的人。
You are not wise.
因为当你什么都有的时候。
If you have everything,
却不知道用什么办法、用什么力量去控制你所有的东西。
And you don't know how to manage all these things you have.
结果你所有的东西就控制了你。
You will be controlled by what you have.
所以，either我们成为我们财产的主人。
So either we become the master of our possession.
或者我们沦落成为我们财产的奴仆。
Or we become enslaved by our possession.
只有这两个可能性。
There are only two possibilities.
陈金瑞牧师曾经讲一个。讲一件事我很受感动
Reverend Teng Ching Wei once shared something that
他说有一个人他有几千万的财产
He said there was a very rich person
但是最遗憾的事情就是他没有孩子
But regretfully he had no children
因为老的时候也焦急
And so he got anxious as he grew older
这么多的财产
I have so much money
那我的身体又不好
And I'm sick now
我已经年老了
I'm old
我死了交给哪里呢
Who would take my money?
我太太能够管理这个事吗
？Would my wife manage this?
很糟糕的，不久于他太太先死了。
But unhappily, the wife died first.
太太死了，他更焦急了。
And so he got even more anxious.
他说：“我死了，我赚的钱到哪里去了
？”And what will happen to all this money if I die?
我这一生辛辛苦苦得来的，谁拥有呢
？I work so hard, and who will own all these things?
他就一直想，一直想。
So he kept thinking about it.
后来他想到，他有个亲的人已经死了，他的孩子还在世界上。
And then he realized that he has a distant relative's children still around.
好像是他的侄儿。或者是他的外甥
a nephew of sorts.
所以他就把那个青年人把他叫来
so he summoned the young man
他说我把你当作孩子好
I said could I treat you as my own child
我已经年老了
I am already very old
我现在身体不好
now I am sick
我的太太又死了
my wife has died
我的事业这么大
but I have so much
财产这么多
possession and
我也不知道要怎么样处理
I don't know what to do
我要把它交在你的手里
so I will let you have it
你是年轻有为又是很诚实可靠的
you are very young very honest
你又是基督徒又是不贪心而且是很可靠的
a Christian reliable not greedy
我就把这个财产交给你好不好
let me leave everything to you
这个人说不需要我已经够了
this person said no I have enough
你交给别人吧
give it to others
他说什么叫做别人
who are the others
我的别人就是你
you are the others
而你是我的别人又是我的自己人
and you are also related to me
因为你是我的亲戚
a distant relative
而你就很好
and good person
虽然你不是我
although you're not
你是我的别人
and you are others
我把你看作自己一样
but I treat you as myself
我就把这些财产给你
let me give you all these things
后来这个青年人就勉强接受了
and this young person agreed
这个不是他的愿望
it was not what he wanted
他一生也没有盼望成为发大财
he never thought that he wanted to be rich
拿了以后呢
after he had the inheritance
这个老人家真的死了
and this elderly person died
这个青年人很紧张
the young person was anxious
他是一个好的基督徒
a good Christian man
那个主啊
and he said oh Lord
那这个责任在我身上
now the responsibility is upon me
怎么办呢
what would I do
难道我一生就被这一个人的财产绑住了吗
would I then be constrained by the wealth of this person
难道我就变成这些钱的奴仆吗
would I be enslaved by all this wealth
求你把智慧给我
give me wisdom oh Lord
你告诉我我应该怎么样处理这个事
tell me how I would deal with this
所以他祷告祷告祷告
so he would pray and pray
神的灵感动他
and the spirit of God moved him
突然间有一天他发现
one day he discovered
有的人在某地方传道一大群的牧师很需要支持。
that there are many pastors at a certain place.
还有一些很好的神学念神学没有资金。
Or some seminaries are running out of funds.
还有一些的孤儿院都需要钱。
Some orphanages don't have money.
他就求上帝给他可以找到这些需要钱的东西。
And so he prayed that God will open the ways for him.
慢慢他把这些收集起来。
And slowly he gathered the information.
然后呢，他就对主说。
And then he said to the Lord.
主啊，你给我的我已经够了。
Oh Lord, I have enough.
主啊，你给我看到这么多的工作需要钱。
And you have opened up my eyes to the needs of the world.
智慧怎么样把这些已经交在我手里的钱把它分给这些需要。
And so give me the wisdom to distribute the wealth.
求主告诉我哪一个是诚实的。
Tell me who are the honest people.
告诉我哪一个是真正的
Who are the
工作的。
Genuine need.
哪一个是真正人类所需要的。
What is truly needed.
那几天他一直想这个事情。
And so he kept thinking about it for many days.
神感动他。
And God moved him.
因为他就一步一步把这些财产分到几乎没有留给自己多少钱。
And step by step, he redistributed everything almost to the end.
当他分完以后呢
？And after he was done,
过几个礼拜
，a few weeks later,
他死了。
He died.
他死的时候呢
？When he died,
讲一句话
，he said,
他说：“上帝啊
，Oh God,
我感谢你。
I give you thanks.
我没有做这些财产的奴仆。
I did not become a slave to this wealth.
在我死以前
，right before I die,
我用你给我的主权。”好好把这些财产处理清楚。
With the power that you have given to me, I redistributed everything.
现在这些的圣工可以继续下去。
That all this work can carry on.
这些的宣教可以不必挂虑了。
The missionaries have no more needs.
这些的孤儿有东西吃了。
The orphans are fed.
这些神学院的学生可以读完他们的课程。
Seminary students could complete their course.
我感谢你。
I give you thanks.
他死的那一天。
The day he died.
心里充满平安。
He was filled with peace. 亲
爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你是你钱财的仆人。
Are you the master of your wealth?
或者你的钱财是你的仆人。
Or is money your boss?
你只有两种可能性。
There are only two possibilities.
钱财是很好的仆人。
Wealth can be a very good servant.
钱财是很坏的主人。
But a very terrible master.
当你可以好好支配来使用上帝交在你手里的物质的时候。
When you are able to manage the resources that God has given to you.
你是物质的主宰。
You are the master of the material.
你是钱财的主宰。
And the master of your wealth.
当你没有办法只挂虑到没有钱一天到晚盼望更多更多而不知道怎么去用它的时候
If you spend all your life worrying about your money not knowing how to use it
你是钱财的仆人
You are then the slave to your wealth
耶稣基督说人活着不是靠手而已
Jesus Christ said man does not live by bread alone
乃是靠上帝口里所出去的话语
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God
物质是没有意义的
Material has no meaning.
物质是本身没有价值的。
In itself has no value.
物质本身只有价钱，不一定是价值。
It only has a price, but not value.
物质的本身没有主意，也没有目的的。
It has no meaning, no purpose.
为物质的用处定目的的是上帝。
It is God who set the purpose for material.
为这被造的世界的目的，应当要做什么，怎么样用？计划在上帝那里。
And it is God who planned how we should use our resources.
当你领受上帝的话
，When you receive the word of God，
你得着从天上来的智慧的时候
，You would have heavenly wisdom.
你懂得怎么样支配物质
，And you will know how to manage.
那如果神没有把你要求的一切都给你的时候
，If God did not grant you everything you asked for，
你应该满足于你所需要的，神已经供应。
You ought to be contented with what God has provided.
真正敬畏上帝的人。
A person who truly fear God.
上帝不可能不把他所需要的给他。
It is not possible that God would withdraw things from you.
他所需要的是神所知道的。
What we need, God already knows.
但是他所需求的是他自己的雄心野心所想的。
But often we ask for what our ambition wants.
让我们把我们的需求降低成为我们的需要。
So let us change our wants to our needs.
然后使我们照着我们的需要的向神求供应我们所需要的是什么。
And ask for supplication from God based on what we need.
这就是这一句祷告的意义在里面。
This is the meaning of this prayer.
因为今天有关于这句话，世界上人做错的事情太多了。
Many people interpret this verse wrongly.
许多人贪得无厌、自私、永远不满足、永无止境追求钱财。
Many people seek after wealth endlessly.
他们死的时候完全乱了。
And when they die, everything is a mess.
他们的后裔彼此相杀。
Their descendants will fight each other.
他们 赚了太多不需要的钱，成为他的儿女战争的原因。
They made so much money that their children will fight over.
难道上帝给你生孩子，给他们彼此相杀的？
Did God give you children so that they fight each other?
上帝给你生的孩子，要他们彼此和睦同居。
God wants your children to live a harmonious life.
因为你赚了太多钱，引起他们彼此相杀。
But because you make too much money, they fight each other over.
为争权柄彼此相杀的事情。到处都有。
And you see such incidents happening everywhere.
为争钱财彼此相杀的地方到处都有。
People fight over power, they fight over money.
无论是中国的电影，
whether it's in China,
无论是西方的电影，
or the Western movies,
你常常看见为了珍宝藏彼此相杀，很没有人情的故事。
There are a lot of stories about how people kill each other over some discovered treasure.
我们圣徒不应当如此。
This is not the case for us saints.
我们主啊。
We say, oh Lord,
求你把我所需要的今天赐给我。
Give me what I need today.
我不需要的，求你给别人。
Give to others what I do not need.
这样我们才能平安过日子。
Then we can live in peace.
当我29岁的时候，
When I was 29,
有一个人听我讲到很受感动。
Was a person who was deeply moved by my preaching.
他来找我。
He came to look for me.
他牧师，我有一个地皮。
He said, Dr. Tong, I have a piece of land.
55,000 平方。
55,000 square foot.
我现在要送给你。
I want to give it to you
奉献给你,
as an offering
你去做上帝的工作,
to do God's work.
我说在哪里?
I said, where is this?
他说在某一个大城市,
well, in this big city.
是很多钱的,
worth a lot of money.
我说我没有需要,
I said, well, I don't need it.
我现在到处为主工作,
now I have been preaching all over.
我不要绑在一个地方,
I don't want to be constrained in a place.
如果买一个地皮给我,
if you give me a piece of land,
我要想怎么去建,
I will of course think about building.
建完了怎么去看守,
and then how to maintain
it. 怎么去找人到那边来听我讲,
how to get people to listen to my preaching.
那我就限制我的工作了,
then my work will be constrained.
我不需要。
So I don't need this.
你给别人吧。
Give it to others.
他说很可惜。
He said, well, regret.
我信任的传道人只有一个。
I only trust you.
我相信你是诚诚实实做上帝工作。
I believe you are honest servant of God.
我要奉献，怎么你不要呢？
I am giving you an offering. Why don't you take it?
我不是不要，我是不需要。
I say it's not that I don't want it. It's that I don't need it.
你给那些更需要的人吗？
Give it to others who need it.
他摇摇头，灰心就走了。
And he was discouraged and he left.
后来我在台上讲这个事情。
When I was preaching about this,
相关的另外一个牧师来找我了。
Another pastor came to me.
唐牧师，你做错事。
Said, Dr. Tong, you're wrong.
我说做什么事？
I said, what?
人家给你地皮，你就拿吧。
People give you a piece of land, just take it.
你不要就给我吧。
If you don't want, give it to me.
我说我为什么要给你呢？
I ask him, why do I give it to you?
因为你不需要，我需要。
He said, you don't need it, I need it.
我说神没有感动，我怎么会做呢？
I said, but God did not tell me to do that.
感到需要的不单止一定很多牧师的。
Just because you think you have a need,
我为什么一定要给你呢？
Why must I give you?
他说你还不听我的话。
See, you are not
obedient. 我做主工，我需要吗？
I do the work of God.
你先拿了给我。
You should take it first, give it to me.
上帝大大赐福给你。
And God will bless you.
我说我现在求主大大赐福给你，不是这一块，是另外一块。
I say, I ask God to bless you with another piece.
现在的弟兄怎么样？
Dear brothers and sisters,
人都盼望更多。
We want more.
更多。
More.
更多。
More.
为什么不是更多传福音呢？
Why do we not want to preach more?
为什么不是更多人听上帝的？
Why do we not want more people to listen to gospel?
为什么不你不是更多到个乡下去布道？
Why are you not going more to the villages to
preach? 你要的更多都是你的物资。
All your more got to do with the material needs.
你都是更多都是金钱的问题。
All is about money.
你以为你的求是真的吗？
You think this prayer is true?
你以为你的求是蒙上帝的？
Or the prayer be pleasing to God?
耶稣基督说，
Jesus Christ said,
求你赐给我今日所需要的饮食。
Give us this day our daily bread.
日用的饮食。
The bread I need every day.
求你赐给我。
Give it to me today.
圣经的教训贯彻始终。
The Bible is consistent in teaching.
旧约到新约是一样。
From the old to the new testament.
当然今天讲的是个人的需求的问题。
Of course, this is about personal needs.
但是如果你的工厂。
But if your factory,
你的工作
your work,
有更多的需要
has more needs,
可以求的
you can call God,
但你要为神的荣耀求
but must be for the glory of God,
为人真正的需要求
for the need of the people,
不是为自己的贪心
not for your own greed,
如果你为你自己的贪心而求
if you pray for your own need,
你要浪费在你的宴乐中间而求
you are praying for things that are wasted in your life,
你祷告上帝一定不垂听
God will not listen to you,
上帝听那些先求上帝的国上帝的义的人
God will listen to those people who seek after his kingdom and his righteousness
为什么先求上帝的国呢
Why do you do that first?
上帝的国里面神作王
For God is enthroned in his kingdom
上帝的国里面神统治
And he is ruling his kingdom.
上帝的国，神的义，成了统治的原则。
The principle of rule is righteousness.
上帝的国有顺服他的子民在其中。
The kingdom of God has obedient citizens.
求上帝的国。
So you seek after his kingdom first.
求上帝的义。
And his righteousness.
神就把你需要的给你。
And God will give you what you need.
圣经说你要先。 求上帝的国，上帝的义。
The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and righteousness.
你所需要的就加给你了。
And what you need will be added unto you.
不是赐给你。
Not given to you.
赐给你是普通的。
What is given are common.
加给你是超过的。
What is added are extra.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当你真心谦卑、知足地求的时候。
With humility and sincerity as you pray.
神不是单单照着你需要的就给你刚刚好的数目。
God will not just give you what you exactly need.
神会自己加给你的。
God will add on to you.
这个嫁给你，因为他知道你是真正诚实的人。
And he adds to it because he knows you are truly honest.
知道他嫁给你，你会好好去用。
And that you will use the things properly.
我有时候得到的钱是比我需要的多很多。
Sometimes I get a lot more money than I need.
但是我结果呢，就把它用在别人的身上。
But I will then use it on what others need.
我感谢上帝。
I give thanks to God.
我们已经把这件事做了很多伟大的事业。
And we have accomplished a lot of great tasks this way.
做布道的工作。
For evangelism.
做福音的工作。
For gospel work.
做文字的工作。
For literature work.
录音的工作。
For media work.
我们布道团决定在这一两年里面。
But STEMI has decided within the next few years.
拿出很多的钱做影音工作。
To spend a lot of money on media work.
我不提数目。
I won't tell you the figure.
但我知道这是一个很大的数目。
But it's a huge number.
这个数目讲出来的时候。
When we propose this number.
可能很多人会不赞成。
Many people will not agree. But I think we need to do this.
如果必要的话,
if it is needed,
建立一个网站,
we want to have a website
有一些的广播,
with some broadcasts that people will listen to the preaching for free. In Indonesia, our work is increasing in size.
我们已经有80几个城市已经布道了。
In 87 cities, we have done gospel rallies.
两三个礼拜以后，我要还跑到一个很偏僻的地方，四个城市去跑。
2 weeks later, I'll go to a most remote place to preach.
如果你们可以一同去,
if you can follow along,
很惊奇,
you will be astounded.
在那么偏僻的地方,
that in such a remote place,
可能一个城市会有7-8千个人来听到。
You can have like 8,000 people coming.
这个是越多越好。
The more, the better.
我不会说主啊，我需要的300个人就够了。
I won't say, oh Lord, I just need 300 people.
我说主啊，越多嘛。
I say, the more, the better.
让更多你所造的人。
That more people created by you.
更多听你的话语。
More will come and listen to you.
更多你所爱的人。
More people who love you.
领受你赦罪的恩典。
Who will receive your saving grace.
多多益善的。
The more the merrier.
我们在神的国，神的义的事情上。
In the matter of the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
恳切祈求上帝。
Let us pray fervently.
上帝赐下他要给我们。
That God will grant us what he wants.
超过我们所想的。
Far beyond our imagination.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
对我们自己的需要。
For our own personal needs.
不要求。
Don't call too much.
我这一生没有求过交通路线给我平安。
In my life, I have not prayed for journey mercy.
没有求过给我坐飞机没有事情。
I've never asked God to prevent the plane from accidents.
我这10多年坐的飞机到台湾、香港去，多数用华航。
I often fly by China Airlines to Taiwan.
过去十多年里面，华航两次爆炸。
They had 2 explosions in the past.
对，很多人对我说，汤姆说 No more China Airlines, please.
So my people tell me don't fly by China Airlines.
我说 China Airlines is cheaper.
是最便宜了。
So I can pay more for you.
啊，那个我可以付更高的价钱。
You are very important servant of God. Never China Airlines.
你是很重要上帝的仆人，你千万不要飞华航。我说我还是飞华航。 I say I still fly China Airlines.
他说刚刚爆炸。
But there's an accident.
我说爆炸一次会5年没有事情。
I say after one accident, 5 years you will be safe.
过5年
so 5 years
真的没有事情
nothing happened
后来再爆炸一次
again
你看你要做华航
so you still fly China
我说既然爆炸不是我做的 表示有5年平安吗
I tell them still got 5 more years to come
已经做了14年了
14 years already
上帝还在保守我们
God has preserved us
如果你先求神的国神的义
if you seek first his kingdom and his righteousness
你需要的上帝一定给你好好的照顾你
God will surely provide for
我讲到这里, what you need. 我思想到我的妈妈,
and I think about my mother when I think about this.
33岁做寡妇,
she was a widow at 33.
有8个孩子在她的下面,
she had 8 children.
她做寡妇的时候, 她这么祷告,
As she was a widow, how did she pray?
主啊，我立志不再结婚。
She said, "Oh Lord, I pledge that I will not get married."
我妈妈33岁的好漂亮。
She was very beautiful at 33.
你看我也不错，对不对
？So you look at me, you can tell.
你相信这句话
？So you can believe.
她说怎么样呢
？She said,
上帝啊，我决定不结婚。
Oh Lord, I decided not to get married.
因为你的圣经告诉我
，Because your Bible says,
寡妇记名要到60岁。
That a widow need to register until 60 years old.
我愿意活到六十以上。永远不结婚。
So I remember, I will not remarry until 60.
我要守寡。
As a widow,
我要忠于这个家。
I want to be faithful to my family.
求你给我好好把养孩子养大。
So help me to raise these children well.
她再祷告一件事情。
And she prayed for another thing.
常常我可以听见她祷告。
Because I can hear her pray.
她每天早上五点起来就在窗口那边跪着祷告。
Every morning at 5 a.m. she will pray beside the window.
父啊，我的上帝啊
！And she will say, "Father, my God."
我的主啊，我的父啊
！Oh, my Lord, my Father.
好像上帝是他一个人的
，like God belongs to her alone.
好像别人没有份一样
，and no one's
father. 但我感觉到那个亲切感。
But I feel the intimacy.
那个位格跟位格之间关系的亲密。
The relationship between relationships.
好像别人很难插进去。
Very hard for others to
come in. 你是我的父。
And she said, "You are my father."
你是我的主。
My Lord.
我的上帝啊。
My God.
他说什么呢？
And what did she pray?
求你给我这一生不要太有钱。
Help me so that I won't be too rich.
我很少听人家祷告的哈。
Very seldom you hear people pray
like that. 求你给我不要太有钱。
Help me so that I won't be too wealthy.
因为我如果太富有了。
Because if I become too wealthy,
我吃饱以后
after I eat enough,
我就擦了嘴巴
I will wipe my mouth.
然后说我不认识耶和华
And then I say I don't know God.
我自己是够的
I have enough.
根本不是你的恩典
It's not because of
我就夸自己
I will boast about
我就拥耀自己
myself. Glorify myself.
我就不拥耀你了
I won't glorify you.
所以你不要给我太有钱
So don't make me too rich.
我再听再听，他又讲一句话
And then she continued.
主啊，求你不要给我太穷。
But don't make me too poor.
如果我太穷
Because if I'm too poor,
我会去偷东西
I may steal.
然后我就羞辱你的名
Then I will bring disgrace to your name.
他就照着箴言里面的祷告
This is from the Proverbs.
上帝啊
Oh God.
求你不要使我太富足
Do not make me too wealthy.
免得我吃饱忘记你
So that I will not forget
上帝啊
Oh God.
求你不要使我太贫穷
Do not give me too much poverty.
免得我偷窃，然后羞辱你的名。
So that I will not disgrace your name by stealing.
你把我需要的足够的给我。
Give me what I need.
使我过一个知足的生活。
That I live a contented life.
常常依靠你。
Always relying on you.
也常常感谢你。
And giving thanks to you.
我依靠你，你就把我需要的给我。
As I rely on you, you will provide what I need.
我领受你所给我，我就感谢你。
And I give you thanks when I
receive
it. 我
愿意过一个常常依靠你。
I want to live a life where I rely on you.
常常感谢你的生活。
Giving thanks to you all the time.
这样上帝听了他的祷告。
And God heard her prayers.
辛苦一针一线把我们七个兄弟养大。
And she raised all of us needle by needle.
我有七个兄弟一个姐姐。
I have 7 brothers, 1 sister.
33岁做寡妇。
33 widow.
68岁她离开世界。
She went back to the Lord at 68.
结婚只有17年。
She only married for 17 years.
做寡妇30多年。
As a widow, 30 over years.
这个母亲
This mother of mine,
很忠心
very faithful,
很诚实
honest,
很殷勤
hardworking.
每一个礼拜五她一定穿着白衣服出门。
Every Friday, she will wear all white and leave the house.
我说妈妈，你礼拜五到哪里去
？I will ask my mother, where are you going on Fridays?
你爸爸死以后，我就决定每个礼拜要去布道一天。
The mother said, after your father died, every Friday, I decided to preach one day.
我就决定到没有信的人家里去传福音。
To go and preach the gospel to the non-believers.
我去探访病人。
To visit the sick.
我探访穷人。
And visit the poor.
我看他每次带一些东西。
And they often will carry something.
礼拜五你带东西去做什么
？And so I asked my mother on Friday, what do you bring?
我把一些糖、一些盐、一些油送给那些最穷的人。
She said, I will deliver some sugar, some oil, some flour to people who need.
虽然我们的家庭是很多人。
Although we have many people in our house.
但我们够了。
But we have enough.
还有剩下
we have extra.
我就拿去帮助穷
And I will take it to help the poor.
2点他一定出门
She will leave at 2 p.m.
晚上7点才回来
And come back at 7 p.m.
所以他从早到晚做工辛苦养大孩子
And so she worked very hard to raise us all.
7天里面有5个钟头是为上帝做
And within a week, 5 hours we give to God.
传福音
To preach the gospel.To preach,
探访
to visit,
去为病人祷告
to pray for the sick,
到医院
to go to the hospital,
穷贫民窟
to go to the slums,
他做这样的工作
to work like this.
礼拜天他一定早上不吃饭
And on Sunday she will fast in the morning.
我说妈妈为什么你早上礼拜天都不吃饭
I asked my mother why don't you eat on Sunday morning.
她说我在上帝面前立志礼拜天早上整个早上 除了做礼拜以外，我要为全世界上帝的仆人牧师传道，要上台讲道，我为他们祷告。
And she said, I pledge to God that every Sunday morning I'll pray for all the pastors preaching in the entire world.
我越来越佩服我的妈妈。
And so I admire her greatly.
她的敬虔。
Her piousness.
她的爱主。
Her love for God.
爱上帝的仆人。
The love for the servant.
如果有传道人到我们家里来。
If there are preachers that will come visit our house.
妈妈一定要去为我们全家祷告。
The my mother will ask him to pray for our whole family.
那么在没有走以前。
And before the preacher will leave.
一定预备两粒鸡蛋。
She will prepare two eggs.
跟牛奶。
And milk.
然后煮好了给牧师传道吃才可以回家。
And cook for the preacher before he will leave.
这是我妈妈的习惯。
This is her habit.
如果我们听到不高兴，今天牧师讲什么岂有此理骂他的时候。
And if we criticize the preaching of a pastor.
我的妈妈很严格的住口。
My mother will rebuke us.
不可亵渎上帝的仆人。
And you're not to blaspheme the servants of God.
他们是耶和华的受膏者，你怎么可以随便讲话？
They are the anointed one of Jehovah God.
所以我是在这样的气氛里面被养大。
And so that was how I was brought up.
当我17岁了。
When I was 17.
我已经做老师了。
And I was a teacher already.
原来我赚的钱很多。
I made a lot of money.
我教几间的学校。
I taught in a few schools.
我教的成绩很好。
And the students did well.
所以我的薪水很大。
So I draw good salary.
以前苏拉巴亚最大的教会的最大的牧师，我的薪水是他们那些牧师的两倍。
I made two times more than the best pastor in Surabaya.
那些牧师是大教会的牧师。
And those are pastors of big churches.
他们已经做了一二十年了。
Have been working for decades.
我刚刚出来教书一两年。
I just taught for only 2 years.
薪水就他们的两倍。
And I already made twice as much.
那我就主啊。
So I say, oh Lord.
我有这么多的钱。
I have so much money.
那么做什么呢？
Why would I do?
我就把其中一部分拿去买福音单张，在街上分给别人。
I took a part of it and buy gospel tracts.
所以现在我看见有人在街上分单张，我很疼他们。
And I will love people when I see them preaching this way.
我感到他们很可贵。
I thought that they are most precious.
因为就像我年轻的影子在出现一样。
I see my own shadow.
神又在新一代兴起他的工人。
And God has raised his own servants in
the
new generation.
做工作了以后。
So after I have a job.
我的哥哥做工作了。
My brother had a job.
我们几个兄弟都高中毕业都找到好的职业了。
After we finished high school, we all landed good jobs.
就在这个时候。
At that time.
两年里面。
Within 2 years.
七个兄弟五个做传道。
Out of 7 brothers, 5 become preachers.
当我们各个赚钱，各个有薪水，整个家的经济好起来的时候。
As our family become wealthier,
突然间上帝呼召一个一个做传道，做传道，做传道。
Suddenly God called the brothers one by one to preach.
整个家庭的经济状况完全摔下去了。
All of a sudden, the economic problems came.
我的妈妈紧张起来。
My mother was anxious.
她说：“主啊，你哥哥叫他去做传道。
”She said, "Oh Lord, you summon all my sons to be a preacher."
我老了，谁养我老
？Who will take care of me when I'm old?
他的观念中间做传道已经穷得半死。
In a concept, preachers are very poor.
主啊，另外两个不要叫他做传道了。
Oh Lord, spare the last.
你感动五个够了。
You have moved already 5.
后来他知道他这样祷告是错了。
But she knew she prayed the wrong thing.
上帝如果要用他的孩子。
Because if God wants to use your son.
这个是上帝的恩典。
It is the grace of God.
但因为他曾经祷告过。
But because she prayed
before.
主啊，
不要给我太有钱。
Oh Lord, don't make me too rich.
上帝好。
God said fine.
所以你的孩子做传道。
So your children will become preachers.
你就不会太有钱了。
Then you won't have too much.
他又怕死了。
But she's afraid.
他又祷告主啊，不要给我太穷。
Oh Lord, don't make me too poor.
所以留两个给我吧。
So give me 2 sons.
上帝听他的祷告。
And God heard her.
那两个到现在都没有做传道。
And that two till now are not preachers.
一个死了，一个还在。
One is dead and one still alive.
那么我的母亲孩子都做传道，她吃亏了吗？
Does that mean that she has had a loss with so many sons as preachers?
她穷了吗？
Did she become poor?
没有。
No.
为什么呢？
Why not?
因为这些孩子做传道，上帝一个一个照顾。
Because God took care of all these preachers' sons.
没有一个是太困穷。
Not one is too poor.
没有一个人是有太大的需要的。
Or not one is too much need.
给我们相当健康的身体。
And we are all quite healthy.
所以我们都不需要花太多的医药费。
So we don't spend too much money on medicine.
上帝给我们住在印尼，医生比较有良心。
In Indonesia, the doctors are better.
不像你们新加坡很多医生没有良心。
Not like in Singapore, your doctors have no conscience.
敲的钱多得不得了。
They charge you a lot of money.
我亲自经历过这样的事。
I've experienced this myself.
我曾经被逼到新加坡住在医院10天。
Once I stayed in a hospital in Singapore for 10 days.
后来我看账单花的钱那么多，我吓死了。
I was astonished at how much it cost.
因为在印尼不是这个价钱。
Not so for Indonesian.
所以那时候我莫名其妙。
So that time I was quite.
后来我出院的时候呢。
When I left.
我站在医院的门口。
I stood at the door of the hospital.
要回家的时候,
about to leave.
我发现我的医生走出来了,
my doctor passed by.
我说好,我就问他,
so I said, oh, let me ask you.
我什么东西可以吃,不可以吃?
Can I eat this? Can I not eat that?
请你告诉我,
tell me.
他就告诉我,
and the doctor said,
告诉完了以后呢,
after he said that,
他说你要再到帐篷那边去。
He said, you must go to the cashier again.
我再去的时候呢,
when I went there,
他刚才跟我讲几句话, 加360块。
He added $360 for his fees.
我很难说主啊, 赐福他吧。
It's very hard for me to pray for blessing for him.
我很想说主啊, 你刑罚他吧。
I wanted to say God punish him.
会有困难跟我谈, 谈几个钟头都免费的。
Because when people talk to me for hours, it's free.
医生跟我谈, 谈几分钟, 360块。
And he charged me $360 for a few minutes of consultation.
如果我 信心不坚固, 我去做医生, 不要做牧师啊,
if I don't have enough faith, I can be a doctor and not be a pastor.
现在弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
当我的兄弟一同做传道的时候,
when all my brothers become preachers,
我的母亲其实很挂虑,
my mother was quite worried.
但她年老的时候,
but when she was
她变,
old,
她发现她的孩子, 有的在洛杉矶做牧师, 有的在印尼东部做牧师, 有的在万隆做牧师, 有的在台湾做牧师。
She discovered that all her sons are different places, pastors in LA, in Indonesia.
没有一个是贫穷缺乏的。
And none of them are poor.
每一个都可以把孩子养起来。
Everyone can take care of their own family well.
所以他就常常这里几个月, 那里几个月, 在一个每一个不同牧师的孩子的家里面, 过生活, 与他们一同祷告。
And so she will then live with different brothers of mine and pray with them.
是给我们所需要的。
Because the one who gives us what we need
常常把我今天的饮食赐给我们,
will give us what we need.
神没有亏待人,
God will not make us
神没有丢弃人,
and abandon us.
我感谢上帝,
I give thanks to
我这一生学的功课太多了,
God. So many lessons I've learned in my life.
见证上帝的恩典太大了,
and I'm able to witness his grace.
四个孩子都长大了,
all my four children are grown.
一个一个有他们的成功,
one after another succeeded in life.
一个做医生,
first one is a doctor.
第二个是物理学的博士,
second one is a PhD in physics.
又再进到神学呢, 第二个博士,
and will get a THD.
第三个是音乐硕士,
the third one is a master's in music.
第四个前两个也告诉我,
the fourth one, 2 weeks,
爸爸你不必再寄钱给我了,
father, you don't have to send me money anymore.
Full scholarship, 拿到音乐博士不必付一块钱。
They gave me full scholarship all the way to a PhD in music. Thanks be to God.
要我寄钱给他们拿博士, 我哪里有钱?
I don't have the money to send them for PhD studies.
神的供应,
but God has provided.
神的赐福,
God has blessed.
我甚至没有为钱祷告过一次。
I almost never pray for money.
我没有为上飞机怕下去, 跌下去, 求助给我平安一次。
Or even pray that there's safety as I go up and down the plane.
我没有求过上帝给我钱财一次。
I've never asked that God enrich me even once.
我一直这一生是够的。
Because I have enough in my life.
剩下的我知道怎么敬畏上帝。
And I know how to fear God with what is left over.
拿到我手里的钱, 我敢说 80%以上 是做了别人的需要, 不是我的需要。
And when I receive money, I dare say that 80% is meant for other people, not for myself.
神的恩典够我们用。
The grace of God is sufficient for
父啊,
us,
oh,
Father.
热用的饮食求你今日吃,
give us this day our daily bread.
好, 我再讲10分钟, 我要结束,
and I will end after 10 minutes.
这是人生的第一个矛盾。
So this is the first conflict we have in life.
第一个限制, 第一个需要,
the first constraint.
Our need in the material supply.
就是在物质上的需求。
We need food.
我们需要食物,
we need clothing.
我们需要衣服,
we need the housing.
我们需要住所,
这是物质的需要,
material needs.
It was a人,
I'm a human being.
我不是天使, 不需要住房子,
not that I'm an angel, I don't need to live in the house.
我不是天使, 不需要吃东西,
or as an angel, I don't need to eat.
Oh Lord, I am a man.
上帝啊, 我是人,
I need food.
我需要食物,
I need all the breads.
我需要休息,
上帝说,
and God said,
you does not live by bread alone.
你不单只需要我的食物,
you need every word spoken from my mouth.
你需要从我口中所出的每一句话。用上帝的道来处理我物质的需要。 And so the word of God will take care of my material need.
这样这个矛盾解决了。
So you will solve this conflict.
接下去读到文,
and then the last prayer says,
第二个困难,
the second problem,
第二个矛盾,
the second conflict,
就是 harmony in human relationship.
就是人与人之间的和谐。
主啊, 我在这个世界上,
oh Lord, I'm in this world.
我除了生物的需要,
other than material needs,
我还有人际关系的困难怎么解决的需要。
There is difficulty in human relationship.
我很难不得罪人。
Very hard not to offend people.
我也很难不被人得罪。
Very hard not to be offended.
当有人得罪我的时候
，When others offend me，
我怎么样
？What would I do？
当我得罪人的时候
，When I offend others，
我怎么样
？What would I do？
是不是人得罪我，我就去自杀呢
？Do I kill myself when I get angry？
是不是人得罪我的时候，我就发神经呢
？I'll get crazy when people offend me。
我要怎么样帮助人
？How would I help others？
先赦免人。
How do I help them?
我要怎么样 forgive them?
How to forgive them?
因为他们得罪了我，要怎么样处理？
If they offend me, what would I do?
The second paradox.
所以第二个困难。
Second limitation.
第二个限制。
The second problem in human life.
在人生的第二个大问题。
How to deal with the human relationship into the harmony?
就是怎么样在人与人之间取得和谐。
人与人之间的和平。
The peace we have.
和谐。
The harmony.
是社会和平的基础。
It's the basis of society.
请你们听这几句话。
So listen to this carefully.
无论如何要小心。
No matter what, be cautious.
不要用你的态度，用你的言语刺伤别人的心。
Do not hurt others with your attitude or your speech.
有一些人是受不了的。
Some people cannot take it.
有一些人是心很窄小的。
Some people are narrow-minded.
讲一些重要的话，他认为你在侮辱他。
If you say some things that are a bit harsher, they think you are insulting them.
你讲一些劝勉的话。他认为你正在轻看他。
Sometimes when you're persuading them, they think you're looking down on them.
你讲一些造物就的话，他认为你是看不起他。
You want to give them constructive criticism, they feel that you're despising them.
如果可能
，The Bible says it's all possible.
尽量与人和好。
Be at peace with everyone.
无论他们怎么样的情形
，No matter who they are.
你要看他们的灵性不一定像你这么高。
Their spirituality may not be like yours.
用怜悯的心去爱别人。
With a heart of compassion, love them.
用和平的心去对待别人。
With a heart of peace, treat them.
用宽容的心去接纳别人。
With a generous heart, accept them.
我们与人之间的关系才不会弄坏。
Then we can have harmonious relationship.
人与人的关系要建立起来是很难的。
It is most difficult to have this relationship.
人与人的关系要破坏是很容易的。
But very easy to mess it up.
虽然你没有意思。
Although you did not mean it.
无意之中你伤害了人。
But sometimes indirectly.
无意之中你侮辱了人。
Indirectly you insulted them.
你没有意的，当然你不知道。
You may not know this at all.
你不知道的，当然你不纠。
Of course you are not conscious of it.
你不纠的，当然你不认罪。
Then of course you will not confess it.
你不认罪的，当然你认为你没有。
And you will not think that you're wrong.
但这样的记恨的心就越来越大了。
But the hatred will accumulate.
人与人的关系就越来越坏，越来越坏。
And the relationship gets worse and worse.
我现在举一个很简单的例子。
A very simple illustration.
我从来没有犯这个罪。
I have not.
我从来没有这个意义。
Or have been intentionally this way.
但是结果呢，我犯了一个很大很大的人际关系的毛病。
But I made a big error in human relationship.
有一次我们的教会有一个人，他的妈妈死了。
Once in my church, someone's mother passed away.
我是给他的妈妈亲自个别这个祈祷的。
But I am a person who taught the mother individually in catechism.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为她已经七八十岁了。
She was very elderly.
她不能到教会来。
She couldn't come to church.
我到她家里。
So I went to her house.
耐心的。
With patience.
告诉她。
And teach her.
关于基督的福音。
About the gospel.
她说她信主。
So that she'll believe.
后来她完全接受了。
And she accepted it all.
这个房子是很大的。
A huge house.
这个人是很有个性的。
But this person has a strong character.
我不管这些事。
But I don't care.
好好去照顾他。
I just took care of his mother and preached to her.
后来受洗了以后呢
？And after she was baptized.
不久呢，这个母亲死了。
The mother died.
那没有办法了。
So no way out.
是我们的会友嘛
？Our member.
我一定要给他埋葬。
I must then conduct a funeral. When we did that.
我们的三四部的人都到坟墓去了。
Our people who took care of the funeral went there.
几十个人在哪里
？More than 10 people.
我们唱诗。
We sang hymns.
唱诗我讲道。
And I preach.
讲完了。
After I preach.
有别人致辞。
Other people also give a speech. The people, the family members give thanks.
我已经讲完到满身大汗。
And I was already perspiring.
坟墓烈日当空。
And the coffin was under hot sun.
我去找一个地方，在那边比较有一点树荫的地方。
So I went to stand under a shade.
我就站在一个地方。
And I stood at a place.
避太阳。
To get out of the sun.
完了以后。
After that.
没有事情了。
Nothing happened.
我不知道。
I didn't know.
这个人恨我二十年。
This person hated me for 20 years. Why?
我都没有错嘛。
I didn't do anything wrong.
我照顾他的家人。
I took care of his family.
替他施洗。
And baptized the mother.
替他埋葬。
And buried her.
我得罪他什么我也不知道。
So how did I offend him?
二十年以后。
20 years later.
他对我讲一句话。
He said to me.
你那一天做出一件大事你还不知道吗
？He said, Do you not know that you created a huge error that day?
我说 告诉我。
I said, tell me.
我做什么事
？What did I do wrong?
我妈妈死的时候。
Said when my mother died.
你去站在我爸爸坟墓的上面。
You stood on my father's grave.
你践踏我爸爸。
You stepped on my father.
你羞辱我的家。
And humiliated my family.
我哪里知道某某爸爸的坟墓没有写啊
？I didn't know that that was a father's grave.
墓碑在那边，我没有看啊。
I didn't see the tombstone.
不知道我已经得罪他了。
But he was offended.
到底。是我得罪他，或者他得罪我了。
So was he offended or did he offend me?
因为我没有意的。
Because I did not mean this at all.
虽然无意，但是他受伤了。
He, although that's the case, he was hurt.
受伤不要紧，不告诉你二十年。
But he didn't tell me for 20 years.
在你家里一直算，你这么不好，不好，不好，算二十年。
For 20 years, he kept calculating how bad I was.
那天我听了，我吓死了。
I was so astounded.
我说主啊，我已经犯罪二十年了吗
？I said, Oh Lord, did I sin for 20 years?
你知道那一天我没有sin。
You know that I didn't mean it.
我不故意的。
It was not by purpose.
我认为全地都是你的。
I thought the whole earth belonged to you.
我站在哪里都是属的地。
And it's okay to stand anywhere.
这是天父世界。
This is my father's world.
那一块是他爸爸的世界。
But that one belonged to his father.
我不知道这个事情怎么办。
I didn't know that.
所以我只能说主啊
I can only say,
你赦免我吧
forgive me.
我也赦免他
And I'll forgive
我求你让他也赦免我
I ask him to forgive me as well.
这个例子很简单
So the illustration is most simple.
我们常常无意之中得罪人
And so sometimes not knowingly we offend others.
我们常常没有意识伤害人
We don't mean it but we hurt them.
那我们怎么样处理这个事情
How do you deal with that?
所以需要这个祷告
We need this prayer.
主啊你赦免我们
Forgive me,
如同我们赦免那些的罪。
As we also have forgiven our debtors.
下个礼拜我要专讲这一节。
Next week I'll focus on this verse.
啊，这个重点跟里面的次序搞清楚。
To get the right order of teachings here.
更进入主祷文的奥义。
That we will enter deeper into the profoundness of the Lord's Prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，感谢赞美你，你的恩，你的爱吸引我们，你的道，你的真理教导我们。你的灵感动感化我们，我们求主给我们越久也进入你的丰盛，越久也明白你的奥秘，越久也顺服你的引导。主啊，求主赐福给我们在世之日，我们有生之年，我们懂得怎么样照着主祷文的意义，过一个合你心意、讨你喜悦的生活。主啊，教导我们怎么样祷告，教导我们怎样向你祈求。施恩叫人恳求的圣灵明白上帝一切的心意，所以为我们用说不出的叹息代替我们祷告。求主帮助我们懂得照你的心意祷告，好叫我们可以荣耀你的名，讨你的喜悦。主啊，垂听我们对你的呼求，如此仰望奉主耶稣基督得胜的名祈求你。阿们。